Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name's not Emerson's here, but I'm not Emerson for the moment, and you're not, and welcome to School Talk. Hey, our line is 317-244-9234, but you can't call in because somebody's on the line. We'll talk to that person here in just a few minutes, but we're here with Landon, our producer, Landon Nelson. Good morning, Big Nelly.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm a little tired. Last night was Coachella at Decatur Central High School. It's like a talent show. I performed She's Got Away by Billy Joel's first album ever released. It was released in 1971. One of the most beautiful ballad songs I've ever heard.
It's a good
heard.
One. She's Always a Woman, too, is a great.
Yeah.
Great. Those are two of my favorites from Billy Joel. Actually, I don't know that there's a Billy Joel song that I don't like.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I don't think I've ever heard a bad Billy Joel song.
And you know, a few years ago, he and Elton John toured together.
Yeah.
And I had a chance to go.
That's awesome.
And I passed up the tickets.
Oh, wow.
I know.
And they did the like the piano.
Yeah,
duel
like the
or whatever.
Dueling
yeah,
piano
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I should have gone. It was at whatever they call in Deer Creek today. Ruoff Mortgage Music Center, but that then it was Klipsch, and now it's Deer Creek or whatever it is this week. So
it's pretty crazy that Billy Joel, he released 12 albums, and that is the same number of albums that the Beatles released, was 12 albums.
Yeah.
It's like
He hasn't had one in 30 years, and I saw an interview with him.
Yep.
And he said, I really haven't had anything to say in 30 years, so why do it?
Yeah, yep, yeah. Yep.
But anyway, this is School Talk. Good morning. This is not Billy Joel Talk. Good morning here. once again, our phone line, 317-244-9234. And I don't know what the email is. Emerson can tell you that, because we've had two or three different emails, and then they get caught with spam and all that other fun stuff. But hey, good morning. It's a good morning to be a duck out there, because it is just raining. If you're listening on Sunday, it's going to be like minus whatever, wind chill and windy and all that stuff. So yeah, real fun weather weekend, but we've been lucky so far. So anyway, what's over there on that thing there? Yeah, that's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the big board, girls basketball this Saturday, Pike at Ben Davis. It'll start at 1:30 p.m. Boys basketball returns next Tuesday. Ben Davis at Decatur Central, and that will be at 7:30 p.m. Giants will face the Hawks, my Hawks. That is my high school I go to, so that should be a good game. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is next Monday. No school, so y'all don't come to school, a federal holiday. And then WBDG socials at WBDG Indy, except TikTok, at Giant90.9 on TikTok. Request 317-244-9234. And then all of our podcasts and radio shows are uploaded on audioboom.com. And then School Talk with the great Emerson Allen, Friday at 7:30 a.m. And then replays are Sunday at 2 p.m.
We need a video on the radio.
I can't help it. This is Emerson.
I got caught in the rain, Mr. Easter. I got caught in the rain. It's rain casting dogs and elephants and Chinese and bears and stuff. And it's nasty out.
Y'all, it is nasty out. So if you guys out there on the highways and byways, be careful out there. It is raining cats and dogs. And yeah, what was that?
I know I got folks on the line. I know I do. I got a lot of things going on.
So I'm going right to it. Hey, I'm just happy to be back on the radio. Hope everybody had an awesome break. On the line, Lisa Bays. Am I correct? Yeah, Lisa, you out there? You didn't get rained out, did you?
Nope, I'm here.
Got the that executive director of the Wayne Township Education Foundation on the board, on the phone, and I got in the studio. I got somebody who knows something about something. We're gonna talk about something. It's Madeline Diaz. How you doing, Madeline?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Glad to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I wish I had Lisa in the studio too. So I always loved seeing her. You know, always. You know, I used to be on the board a long time ago when she worked me like crazy. Man, that's a working board.
Yes.
That's a working board. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff and things, but Wayne Township Education Foundation, let me slow down a little bit. Got coffee going in me. Before I do that, I want to do a very, very, very serious shout-out to a friend of mine who passed away in the radio world. Jerry Wade, the lover man on WTLC, passed away 3 days ago.
Oh,
he was more than a disc jockey. He was a good – he was the kind of person you want 10,000 more people like. Jerry never met a stranger. And then he did one show in the afternoon called – I think it's Grooving in the Afternoon or – anyway, it was just an afternoon radio show also. And he had me car dancing all over Indianapolis, Indiana. And I love the car dance. Dancing is so much fun. And you ever seen me car dance on my videos? It is funny. But he kept me laughing, kept me feeling good. Jerry Wade gone too soon at the age of 61. So my heart goes out to his family and all his friends. He's going to be missed. But believe me, the loving man was a man that you would love to have known because we need more people like him. We really need more folks like him, so my heart and goes out to his family. I still think it's a bad dream, but somebody wake me up, but it's true. So anyway, with that being done, coming back to the president on the line. Good morning, Lisa, and good morning, Madeline. Welcome to the Education Foundation of Wayne Township. Push the magic button, y'all, because when they come in the house, they're going to tell you what they've been doing, what they got going on. And if y'all don't know about the Wayne Township Foundation, y'all need to Google it. Because I got a big old statement here, but I'm not going to read it. I'm going to let Lisa say something about the foundation. The foundation been around for a long time, Lisa. How many years?
33, Emerson. Wow. About 33 years in, I know.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Man, I know I got involved in the foundation back in the 2000s when I was aboard.
Early on.
And the foundation has grown. You got some awesome board members on there too. I was seeing some of the bios. Man, you would have got some heavy hitters, heavy workers, because you definitely work on that board. So we only got 25 minutes left. So I always go over or because it's just too much stuff. But the Education Foundation, y'all, provides community leadership to enrich, engage, and stimulate teaching and learning in the metropolitan District of Wayne Township. They do a lot of stuff with some scholarships, y'all. You got to go on the website and check them out because, you know, I don't do them justice. There's so much they got going on. And we're going to talk about some of the things that they're doing here today. And one of the biggest things I want to talk about, because I don't have a lot of time, is the February 10th Wayne Winter Games. It's changed a little bit. So y'all tell me, I'm going to let y'all piggyback on each other. What was this Wayne 8?
Yeah, I can speak on that. So the Wayne 8 is a new format to the physical competition aspect. So in the past, it's always been a teams competition, mm-hmm. but this year we changed it to be individuals. So the Wayne 8, it has 8 different stations with 200-meter runs in between. Okay. So you'll do a 200-meter run, then you go to station 1. Do 200-meter one, go to station 2.
Okay.
It's modeled off of a Spartan Deca. So if you've heard of the Spartan races,
Spartan races. Ooh, that sounds deep.
It's very similar to that. If you know what that is, if not, you can definitely look it up online. We just thought we'd change it up a little bit and see if y'all like the individuals more than the teams.
Now, Lisa, we got the Olympics in April, right? Something like that.
We got the
Wayne Games here in February. How many years have we? This is what the third year for the Wayne Games.
No longer.
Oh yeah, we took a. There was a break because of COVID.
Years.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
With a year or two off for COVID, really only 1 year off for COVID.
Okay. All right. We got to stay in fit. Keep your mind together also because when I get older, I start forgetting stuff.
Hey, speaking of the Olympics. Emerson. We've got Indiana Sports Corps is going to do a swim-inspired fitness class, kind of trying to drum some business up for the Olympic trials going on in June. So we do have a little Olympic mind going on.
Man, this is going to be awesome. Now, can anybody be a competitor?
Yes.
Is there an age limit?
Yeah, so you have to be at least 18 years old.
Okay.
Up to however old.
69?
Yeah, sure.
That'd be me.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, it's open to
I'll
all.
I'll be in a short course.
Yeah.
Walk from one chair to another.
Right. That's fine, too. So, kind of to, yeah, just like that, it's for any fitness level. So, whether you've never worked out a day in your life, mm-hmm. or you've been working out for 10 years,
right.
This is open to anyone.
That sounds awesome.
Okay,
now I went online. I cheated a little bit, and I looked at some of the activities.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to go through some of the activities, and like you said, you had 8 stations.
Mm-hmm.
Weighted walking lunges.
Yes.
What did that?
So you'll be holding a sandbag in whichever way you would like, and you essentially lunge to a line,
mm-hmm.
and then you lunge back.
Now, are you a coach? What do you do? Are you going to be out there doing the 2-man? Are you going to be out there jumping around?
No. So, although we did mm-hmm. some practice trials, so I've done mm-hmm. it a few times myself already. But I'm a wellness coach for the district.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting. Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So wellness, because you know something about this health stuff. That's
a little bit.
Main reason why you're involved in the games.
Right.
Eating and working out is so important. I know a lot of people probably got brand new 2024 health goals that mm-hmm. they want to accomplish. You know, so I wish everybody luck with that. Okay, ground to overhead.
Yes. Yeah, so you'll be taking what's called a medicine ball, just basically a weighted ball,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be taking it from the ground to over your head.
Yeah.
There's a couple different key points that you have to do it correctly, mm-hmm. like keep your arms locked out, keep your knees locked out, and different things like that. But I believe it's only like a 15-pound ball for women, 20-pound or 25-pound for men. So, we specifically chose these weights and the amount of reps so that anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody has an arm injury or any kind of injury, we can always scale the options or scale the stations as well.
Okay. Lisa, what's your favorite activity? Have you seen one that you kind of like more than others?
Oh, in the competition?
Yeah, yeah.
I probably would personally keep it simple and just enjoy the 200-meter runs.
Okay. I understand.
Madeline's really the expert. She's done it all. I can't say I've done it all.
Yeah. But that's the key to it. It's something there for everybody, and that's what I love to get to.
Well, you know, Emerson, the competition is just one of, like, a bunch of stuff that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a health fair, and that's really oriented toward kids. And we do our giant mile, so people can come in and do a mile. Everybody always wants to see what does the inside of Ben Davis look. Well, we map out a route inside Ben Davis that's mm-hmm. a mile long, and everyone gets a water bottle, a really nice water bottle. Who participates in the giant mile, the health fair itself. We're going to have, you know, a ninja studio there, some obstacle course people, Hendricks Regional Health, the district-wide sponsor is going to be there with Cricket, their therapy dog. And the kids who participate and go to a bunch of different stations, and I'm not talking the stations Madeline's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking health fair and all the schools are represented with cool things that they're doing. They can get a medal. The kids get a medal, and we'll put them on the podium, and they'll be mm-hmm. like, "What?
Just like the Olympics."
I got a medal because they will get a bunch of punches on their passport. If mm-hmm.
Now we got into
so kind of multifaceted.
That's awesome. At one point you had over 100 health related vendors, and that's still about. We still same neighborhood.
We'll have about 100 related health activities. We're at about almost 60 vendors at the moment, but then we throw in all the cool things that our schools are doing.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, you know, the cheerleaders will be out. We've got child nutrition doing bicycle smoothies.
Wow.
We'll have hula hoop stations. The MJROTC will be doing pull-up and ammo can press. And this stuff is for everybody, regardless of age. Swerk dance, S-W-E-R-K. I don't know what that is, but Westlake's bringing that to the table this year, so swerk. Something new.
Okay.
Swerk.
So it sounds like, whether you're working out in one of the aid stations, there's something there for you, health related. It's information out there, especially when it comes to our young people. They don't get enough sleep. Sometimes they don't get enough to eat. They don't eat the right foods. And the information that you can gain at this event is priceless. A lot of folks don't understand, how fast time flies. And when you're young, if you're eating the wrong food, if you're not exercising, you know, you can really always shorten your life. And they don't seem to understand that. But I'm so glad that there's events like this that bring it back to home that, hey, it behooves you now, Madeline, to eat well, work out well. What are some of the challenges that you guys have seen with our young people in the health field, when it comes to exercise or nutrition?
I will say we work primarily or fully with the faculty and staff, so we don't really work with the students.
That's even better.
Yeah.
Because if we ain't got our stuff together,
we
can't educate. We can't teach.
Sure. So we I guess indirectly do teach some of the children through the teachers and faculty and staff that we work with.
Believe me, if you, I'm gonna go crazy right now. I don't consider myself an educator because I'm not. But boy, do I teach, and then I do learn from the young people also. So when you got an adult individual in front of our young people who know something about something, you teach them. But that's just me talking. But go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. So really, kind of going off your question a little bit, I'll answer it more on the adult faculty staff side. Yeah. The biggest roadblock for me that I've encountered is all of the misinformation on social media.
Wow.
So there's a lot of accounts or people out there that are trying to sell they're endorsed by certain companies or they have one diet or something that worked for them. But a lot of people don't know that, it's great that it worked for them, but that doesn't mean it's going to work for everyone.
Exactly.
And you see a lot of people saying, one day bananas are bad because they're high in sugar, and then the next day they're like, bananas are great because it's a fruit, and it's a constant back and forth of...
I like bananas.
Yeah, yeah, and good. You're good. Bananas are fruit, which is good.
I like the potassium. I get leg cramps.
Yeah. Bananas are perfect for that.
That's what Who said banana? I'm sorry. I get kind of caught up in this stuff.
Yeah.
I want to banana somebody. But bananas are good.
Right. So there's just a lot of misinformation out online and on like Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and stuff like that. So my biggest challenge is combating that and trying to show them this is fact, whereas this may not be.
Wow, I never thought of that. And when it comes to in politics, I think about it all the time.
Yeah.
but that's a different show. But I never thought about it on that side of the coin. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. Hey, Lisa, how'd you get involved in this? How'd you get involved in this health, the Wayne Health Games anyway?
Know what? Dr. Buss brought the idea. Amy Eaton brought the idea. Mm-hmm. Dr. Buss was like all in and asked for the foundation's help because we do a lot of community-wide events.
Yeah.
For us, proceeds through the sponsorships come back to the foundation. So that's kind of it still ends up being it's a free event to the public, but because we have sponsors, those help us fund the cool grant programs that bring new experiences to our kids. So that's sort of the way we got involved, not because we're experts in wellness, but we bring the wellness experts in to help with the most critical components of the event. So,
and I encourage the radio audience to go into Wayne Township Education Township website. You'll get a wealth of information of how those funds are spent, where those funds go, and what type of individuals are getting these funds. You'll be surprised, and you'll be happy to see the educators, the teachers, and the students that get the scholarships to do these awesome opportunities to help people in our community. Because if you can help one, man, you just don't know how it feels good when you help somebody. It just feels so doggone good.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, and our community really rallies to support our teachers, who in turn are creating these really cool hands-on experiences for kids, everything from DNA fingerprinting equipment to little coding bots in the classrooms, converting a diesel engine into biofuel, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Emerson, before we let Madeline completely off the hook, there is an employee wellness challenge that leads up to the Wayne Winter Games that mm-hmm. might be cool for her to share.
Yeah. Yeah. It is the NFL playoffs challenge. So if you like football and you like, you know, with to go off with your New Year's resolutions of trying to get back into getting fit and eating healthy, this is a perfect challenge for you. So basically all the teams in the NFL playoffs, they're all assigned a specific exercise and you kind of go through and make a little draft. So you'll pick who you want to win, like for this weekend, like the Chiefs versus the Dolphins, mm-hmm. which Chiefs are the correct answer. Just saying. I'm a Chiefs fan, so.
What, Big Dale, what's your problem? You're not an adult. You don't have a snack.
You're not
to
a
say,
Dolphins
so.
Fan, are you? Yeah,
you're a Dolphins fan.
I don't like the Chiefs. I can't stand the Chiefs.
Oh.
Hey, Steel City, baby. Mm-mm. Go Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Get out of here.
Jerome Bettis, the bus, Ben Roethlisberger.
Push that mute button, Mr. Easter.
Yes, sir.
It's Coach Country, but go ahead.
Back to the Chiefs. No.
Push her button.
Imagine.
I'm never going to be invited back.
It could be a Houston Texans fan. So.
That too, which I'm not going to get into them.
That's a new sports show. Come on back for that.
Yeah, right.
We got those too.
Come back at 8 o'clock.
Exactly. Produced.
Yes. Anyways, so each team is assigned a specific exercise. So the Chiefs and the Dolphins play. If you choose the correct winner, you will do the Chiefs exercise or the Dolphins exercise, whoever wins.
Mm-hmm.
And each conference round also has an assigned exercise. So if you correctly pick the winner, you'll do the conference round exercise and the winning team's exercise. If you do not pick the correct winner, you'll do the conference round exercise, the losing team's exercise, and the winning team's exercise.
Okay.
So it kind of creates a little workout for you for like the whole week, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, you know, obviously it kind of funnels down to the Super Bowl, and then you're only doing a couple exercises at the very end. But that leads right up to Wayne Winter Games. Actually, the Super Bowl is the day after Wayne Winter Games.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just a perfect way
and you
to...
you have prizes, don't you, Madeline?
Yes, so each week we'll actually have a raffle as well. So if you pick basically all the correct winners for the week, or if you averaged... having most of the mm-hmm. correct winners, we'll put you in a random raffle and you'll get a prize. And then there's also a grand prize at the end if you chose the Super Bowl winner correctly as well. And then also, just by signing up for the challenge and sticking through it, you will get a Wayne Winter Games water bottle for free that you could pick up at Wayne Winter Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Folks, don't take that for granted. Now, a water bottle,
they're really nice.
Water bottle's pretty cool.
They're usually, they're pretty top-notch, too. Like, stainless steel is usually mm-hmm. what it is. You can speak on the water bottle this year, Lisa, but usually it's pretty, it's pretty solid.
Yeah. My daughter was doing something on water bottles. It was big talk out there about these the metal ones, how they keep your cold, how they keep. Mm-hmm. I got one. Mr. Easter got me one. I think Mr. for Marine Corps. I think Mr. Easter. Sure did. Yeah. And it's awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. It keeps everything cold. It's just so awesome. Speaking of needing water. Are there any what can someone do to get ready for the games? Any tools that they can acquire or anything they can do?
Yeah, there's a couple things. So one would actually be participating in this NFL challenge. wink, wink. And another is to go on the Wayne Winter Games website. We mm-hmm. have videos demonstrating each station.
What?
Yeah. So you can look at it, get a feel of what you'll actually be doing. And if there's any station that you're like, man, I don't know what this is, I've never mm-hmm. done this before, you can look at the video and you can practice, or you can look at it the day before you go and just show up and try to do it all on your own. So,
that's smart.
Yeah.
That is smart. A picture tells 1,000 words.
Yes.
That is smart. Especially it lets you know if you're doing it right, because you do an exercise and you do it wrong, you ain't, you're doing something, but you're not doing nothing.
Right.
Hey. Oxymoron, something like that. I don't know. That doesn't make no sense.
Made sense to me, but.
This sounds like an audition. Anyway, push that back, Jim. But for me, I don't know why. But gobble squats. Goblet?
Goblet.
Not gobble. We call it gobble barbie squat.
You hold a turkey. No.
That'd be a good one.
You have to gobble. You have to gobble while you're squatting, or else it doesn't count.
We're going to turkey leg squat. Why are you eating the turkey leg? That's not yeah. Good. I'm sorry, Lisa. I'm losing it.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It was good. I love turkey legs.
I mean, I do too. I mean, I can easily just take that letter out and we can make it gobble squats. It'd be fine.
Okay. What are goblet squats?
So goblet basically just meaning you're holding a kettlebell and you're doing a squat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Farmer's carry.
Yes.
Like a fireman's carry? No?
Yes and no.
You carry another body?
No.
Okay. Wow.
Unless you're volunteering, if you want to be the weight that we all care.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm gonna be the weight. I'm leaving. No, go
right.
ahead.
So again, it's with actually no, we changed it from dumbbell, or we're doing dumbbells instead of kettlebells, but you're basically just picking up dumbbells and you're walking.
Okay.
So it's just a weighted walk essentially, but it's one in each hand. There is something called a suitcase carry, which that's just one hand. You know, like if you're running through the airport.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is a farmer's carry, and it's with two hands, kind of like they're farmers, you know, wheeling a wheelbarrow. That's kind of what it's simulating.
I'll say one thing about farmers. They ain't, is in the dictionary, right? They ain't lazy.
No, they are not.
I met a young man who's working on the farm, and he actually, that's what he does. And I was saying, man, he is not lazy.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that is some hard, hard work.
My father-in-law, he is a fourth generation farmer,
mm-hmm.
and he is quote unquote retired,
right.
But he still does like 50 hour work weeks. And he's like, yeah, this is me relaxing. And I'm like,
wow,
is it though?
Man. So, you know, I take my hat off to them.
Yeah.
I thank God that they're there, because we need the fresh product and the food. But, you know, it is not easy. It's, man, and they're not lazy. Like, okay, I'm sorry. I went off with that. Sit up. And that's not the same old sit up. Anything,
correct.
Any there a twist to the sit ups or?
Not really. There's a couple of different ways that you can have your feet positioned,
yeah. mm-hmm.
Which you can see on the videos.
Right.
Basically, just having your feet flat on the ground with your knees up in the air, or you can put your feet together and make like a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing is you have to touch your hands overhead and then touch your shoelaces when you come up. So regular standard sit-ups, basically.
Sounds good. And bike for calories.
Yes. So we have what's called an assault bike.
Assault?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I like that. Go ahead.
Well, I will tell you, it assaults you because they're hard to me. That's like one of the hardest things. That's the hardest thing for me on there. But it basically is a bike that has built-in resistance.
Okay.
So you bike and you accumulate what are called calories. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're burning those calories. It's just
mm-hmm.
you're accumulating calories on the bike.
Mm-hmm.
Just a different unit of measurement, just like feet or miles or something. So you're doing it to a certain amount of calories.
Man, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
It really does.
I mean, when I did the run-throughs, I thought it was pretty fun. But
yeah.
I also really much enjoy this kind of stuff. So I think it's going to be super fun, especially now that it is individuals
mm-hmm.
And it's a completely different format. Again, mm-hmm. it's for anyone, any fitness level. Again, we can scale anything if needed. It's going to be a great time.
And so you can – so registration is – still open. Big
yeah,
time.
Correct.
Big
yeah.
time. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so you have to register by February 7th.
Okay.
It's $15
mm-hmm.
and you get a t-shirt as well.
My t-shirts are
cool. Oh yeah. They're really nice t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yes. Like the not moisture wicking, but very similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
Really
so
good.
When you come to the game, just if you're not going to be in the event,
mm-hmm.
there's tons and tons of health information available
mm-hmm.
for the family.
And activities. There's
and activities.
Other additional activities
yeah.
in the Giant Health Fair.
Okay. Man,
mm-hmm.
that sounds great. Every year that, and I'm mad at myself, Lisa, every year that you've had it, when I can remember it, I've had to work, you know, and I've been, one day I'm going to retire or just call in sick. That don't sound right. I'm going to call in sick and go to a health fair.
Hey, I mean.
Early on, the radio used to have, the radio was there. WBDG was at the event. But I think it's such a big basketball. all day. I don't know that that's really easy to do anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what the schedule is either. But when I know when I was working not as much as I was, I think back in 2008, something like that. I was all over the place, but now I gotta go work. I'm a grit. But yeah, that'd be crazy. I'm calling in sick to go to a health fair. That'd be pretty cool. And let my boss be on the air at Emerson. No, you're not feeling well. You went to health fair. Yeah, I did. I wanted to feel better. February 10th, 2024, 8 until 11 a.m. So it's in the morning.
Till yes. noon, actually. The wide open event is 9:30 to noon.
Yes.
Okay.
If you register for Madeline's event for the Wayne 8, that's at 8 o'clock, and we'll send more information.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Wayne Winter Games, mm-hmm. Wayne 8. New competition format. That sounds awesome. Guys, we're almost out of time. And before I leave, I always ask my guests, what do you want to leave us with? Give me something to leave with my audience. Lisa, Madeline, take your pick.
Well, you know what, Emerson, just because this sort of is related to the foundation, you know, the community is key to helping our children excel. And we play the role of engaging them in fundraising and participating in programming that helps our kids. So get out there and get involved. We provide these opportunities free to the public. So our students have access to things they might not be able to have access to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Nala? Sure. So for if any faculty and staff are listening, and if you're on the Wayne Insurance, you can do free one-on-one health coaching with myself and our other coach, Virginia. You can just shoot us an email at wellnesscoach@wayne.k12.in.us, and we can get you set up with a coach. Again, it's absolutely free to the faculty and staff on the health insurance.
That's awesome. That is, push the magic button for that. I'm seriously, that is really, really, really cool. I mean, I know I'm over now and I stay in trouble, but that is really, 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 really neat when you talk about that. And because one thing about folks might not understand with coaches, they're not here to tear you down. They're here to help you.
Right. We will never sit there and berate you for not, you know, eating carrots or something like that. We're there to encourage you and help you reach your goals.
That is, I mean, really awesome, because, you know, I was just looking at the concept of coaches, and you're so right. What you do is so important. So I take my hat off to you. Go, Wayne Township teachers, staff, call on these coaches, because it's worth every penny that you're not paying.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the Wayne Winter Games and Health Fair. It's a power pack day of fitness activities, a health fair, and workshops and classes relating to fun, movement, and health. That is awesome. Fun, movement, and health. Guys, I thank you for coming on. Lisa, always, 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 always love you. Keep doing what you're doing. Madeline, welcome aboard. First time I met you, welcome on the show. Hey, y'all know we doing something. Y'all got something going. Y'all don't have to be on the schedule. Just let us know what's going on. Come to the big window if you make it to the big window, and we'll definitely put you on and talk about what's going on, because what you do helps every person in Wayne Township, whether you know it or not.
Thanks, Emerson.
Love it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Man. Next week, we got the Ben Davis wrestling coach, Brent Knapp, and some wrestlers. Maybe I can give some demonstrations on the air of what not to do when you're dealing with wrestlers. I better not go there, because they might tie me up and put me in a hold or something like that. But this is fun. A lot of young ladies been wrestling lately, I've heard. It's an interesting sport. Yeah, we got some ladies out there, too. So anyway, that's going to be next week, so I'll be all tied up when they get in here. So let's take it home. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. So, okay, be the copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't be the crazy dude and follow the wrong dude, because that dumb dude will get you in trouble, and you'll be wondering how you got in trouble. How did I get in trouble? Because you followed the wrong one. Copy the right cat. Copy Lisa Bates. Copy Madeline. You can't go wrong, because they're going to make you healthy, and they're going to do the right thing for our kids, because they could go all the way. if you repressed on School Talk, then say the views of the University of Wayne Township, Benavis High School, Giant 90.9. They're mine and my views. And so until next week, you have a good week. Start to stay dry. Start to stay warm. Start to have fun. We're going to wrestle next week. Wrestle with this. Wrestle with that. See you next week on School Talk. Ah!